everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. Okay, so I wanted to give you a little bit more explanation. This is still working with the Following the Star. In the very first video that I made of Following the Star a couple of days ago, I used the image of the three wise men. I've already explained the three wise men. Let's go to what the three wise men are writing on. So I've gotten to, for myself, I've gotten to a level of, you know, being able to understand much quicker. I was just laying around yesterday or thinking yesterday, and boom, this idea or this information was given to me. So I'm getting to this level of working with the deeper senses of knowledge without having to actually sit and contemplate it or taking extra time to figure it out. It came to me because I am at that level, and of course I've gone through that level, and therefore I've opened up my mind enough to allow the information to come forth. Now we'll get to a point where things will eventually get easy. I'm not completely there yet. It's getting easier because I am growing. I am expanding and I am opening and I am allowing light to come through. So you will also get to that point. And of course, we're going to go through these cycles within our process of things just going quickly, or learning and understanding very quickly. Again, it's because you're at a level of greater understanding. You've opened up to that level. And every time you get to that level, through the seasons, you're going to upgrade, which means going to a higher octave or a different spectrum or a different dimension, dealing with a different dimension and all that. So just understand that and know that we still have lots to go through. There is always knowledge that is available. And so I woke up kind of, I guess maybe I was sleeping, and I was like, wow, okay, this. I need to check this out. I think this is what is linking up with this. And it is. So yes, God has been definitely giving me lots of knowledge and giving me words, information. And I'm incorporating them into my videos without, you know, expressing exactly what is taking place through my experiences. It's not because I don't want to share it. It's because, you know, sometimes when we express something, it has the ability to make people think that they are less than. So I am not trying to give you information and make you think that I know every single thing. I don't know everything. I am not any greater than you. I have just learned. I am at a process of my evolution where information, this type of information, can be given. And, you know, it's like some other person out there can have more information than myself, and you might have less information compared to us. There's no right or wrong. Please understand that we are in our own process, and everybody takes their own time to get through the process. And so if we still work here with the Following of the Star, the three wise men were necessary. The three wise men, and I'm using the number three, and this is how I've come to this, are essential. You know, there's a lot of things talked in the Bible, spoken about in the Bible about three. The 3 days it took for Christ to rise, 3 days in the belly of the whale. Excuse me. And so it's highly significant. Three, of course, the Holy Trinity. And so I wanted to give you understanding about this. And I hope I can get this out there correctly. There's lots of information that was flooding me. Because remember, as we work with, whether it's a number, the letter of the Hebrew alphabet, or the levels of our creation that we're going through in the Tree of Life, we're always working with three. And we're not just working at that combination of that level, if you will, we're also working with a higher level. And let's see if I can, because remember, like I mentioned in, I think, yesterday's video, we work with the 12 symbol letters, the seven double letters, and the three mother letters. Now, as I was given information here about this, the three wise men were riding on a camel, which is the third letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Gimel. Now, I also was working with this because of I've been expressing that I've been feeling quite full in my belly, quite pregnant. All of this links up with each other, okay? And so then I was thinking about how Christ was tempted within the wilderness. He spent, 40 days and 40 nights, as well as Moses upon the mountain. So I all of this hopefully is going to link together, if I can get my information here lined up to work with it. But if we go to Gimel, and there's a lot of information there, everything, there's so much to every single portion of the numbers, the Hebrew alphabet, in every single thing. There's so much connection, and one is going to lead to another. So, but to keep it simple, is that Gimel, which is the camel, and we know that camels have that hump on their back. A lot of people think that there's actual water in their in that hump, but what happens is that the camel is actually transmuting that energy, air, and turns air into water. So that's what's taking place there. And so to keep it simple, the camel or Gimel means somebody that is developed, that has developed the forces of the Kundalini or the Holy Spirit incarnated within the spinal column. Because isn't that what I have been talking about, right? And which also works with the upright man, which links you to what? Jesus Christ, who was tempted in the desert. Now, I wanted to kind of talk about this also, because what does that mean? When Christ was actually tempted in the desert by Satan. You know, this is going to take place at a higher level, again, this temptation, because Christ was at the point of development. He was at the point of mixing of these elements to become the upright man. Christ, Jesus Christ, had to go through his ascension cycle as well, just like all of us are. He had to incorporate light within the womb. Now, 40 here. Let's go to 40. 40, because I was like, what is that? That's so familiar to me. 40 weeks gestation is the amount of time, the normal amount of time it takes for the woman to have her child. I had my son at 27 weeks, though, so he's missing. And I think at the time when my son was, when I was pregnant with my son, I think they had the gestation period of 38. I don't know. I can't remember. Or at least if you could make it to 38, it would be okay. But it is 40 weeks, 40 weeks that it takes for something to be born. And that fullness of the womb, it takes place where? In the desert or in the wilderness, where creation is made. Do you see how everything hooks up, links up? Everything can make sense to you? Now, 40 works with the number 4, but also the number 10. 4 times 10 is 40. 4 in the Hebrew alphabet works with a daleth, which is the doorway. And 10 is yod. Yod is the point, the point of creation, how everything, where everything emanates from. So, and then the doorway, I've often spoken about the doorway. In order for the light from the dot or source of all existence, creation, to emanate into us, we have to have the doorway open. The beginning of the doorway is at the base of the spinal column, which where the mother, the Holy Spirit, begins to do its job, its work within you. It doesn't open until you have clearing throughout the spinal canal at the back in the base of the medulla oblongata, which connects into the throat, but also is part of the secret chamber of the heart. It connects there. It's actually the heart that opens this doorway, the door that no man can shut, because you are a faithful servant of God and of love. Now, when we go back to Gimel, though, when we're working with the camel, now this is a part of the world of Atzulith, and which works through Gebura, which has the name of Elohim Gebur, which also means the upright man. Gebur is also represented as the Gimel or camel. Gebur is the justice of God. Now, the struggling that Christ had to go through, justice, okay? Now, is because it's, again, not because Christ or we are full of negative energy. When we're at this level, hormones truly, truly begin to change or balance themselves into how they are supposed to be. Now, when you are pregnant, full the 40 days and 40 nights in the womb, that fight, that internal fight, us women, we know we go through that fullness and birth and death cycle every single month. But when we are pregnant, the hormones are so out of whack. Hormones are out of whack. And you're dealing with that. The light of the Ein Sof, the ray of creation, the Holy Spirit is really trying to balance out those energies. And that's what justice, true justice, is about. Taking those energies and really making them work together. So the camel or gimel is actually a serpent that has wings, or a camel that has wings. It's still the serpent. excuse me. And I don't know if there's an actual creature that was defined as that, but I think back in, you know, ancient times, there was a creature, Gebura, as a creature of destroyer, which could also be also known as Archangel Samuel, comes to destroy those elements. And I hope I have these names here correctly. Now, it says that Elohim Gebur is an archangel of the ray of Mars. He carries the flaming sword. Now, this flaming sword, what, is the ray of light or the activation of the spinal canal. And there has to be a connection between above and below in order for the kundalini or for you to rise into the crown, a definite connection. And like I stated, that every Hebrew alphabet works with several other Hebrew alphabets. So working with Gimel, we work with Yod, and vav. Vav is of the spine, and yod, again, is the divine origin of all things. It is the dot, but yod also works with the crown and also the root. This is through also, if you know the name of God, yod, hey, vow, hey. Yod signifies the heavenly man in the crown. It's also the value of 10. 10. I made a video about it, which the tree of life. There's an above and there's a below. It, depending on where you are on your journey, it doesn't matter. You're going to make your way above. You're going to make your way back down again. 10, it can be the crown, and 10 can also be the root. Both of these must merge and match. This is going to end up being alpha and omega, right? But nothing comes without the spinal canal being open. But vav, excuse me, signifies through the 7 days of creation. It is the phallus. But the phallus has to work through what? The feminine aspect. What is the feminine aspect? When you work through the name, holy name of God, Yod, Hey, Vow, Hey, it is the Hey. Now, more specifically, we are working with the lower Hey, or the last Hey, within the sacred name of God, the holy name of God. That is the womb. Hey is the womb, which is the value of 5. And this, whew, a rush of energy is coming through, also means to reveal the mother kundalini, the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit is what reveals something. It can reveal the holy man. And if you look at the letter Gimel, it actually looks like there's a little a boot at the bottom of it, creating a boot. This is an indication that it takes action in order for us to develop ourselves. In order for us to know who we truly are, we have to, one, think correctly, have our correct emotions, and also have our actions in alignment. Nothing manifests without those three things matching each other. Which means it takes our own inner willpower, our own inner strength, in order to accomplish this. So that final hay is the womb where we become full and pregnant with life. Now, so that is what, I don't know if you're experiencing it, I definitely am. But after I made all of these connections, oh gosh, I know my fullness isn't as bad, and it might still get bad. It's still early on in the day. I wake up with it just fine, and then towards, you know, early evening, I just begin to expand. Because during the evening hours, we're working again with the lunar energies, which is always associated with the feminine aspects and the motherly, the Holy Mother Kundalini, and there also the connection to the Holy Spirit. It's always working at night, and it works with the water within us. I have also been experiencing cravings, you know, breakouts, my hormones, you know, developing more hormones. I feel pregnant for about, to spend 4 days now, I believe, 4 or 5 days, feeling very pregnant. So you might be experiencing that, lower back pain, also shoulder pain, because the heart is about to blow here. And I'm going to make another video about that, and it deals with the secret chamber of the heart. So the arms work with our heart. The energies come in and out through our arms, and how we, you know, it's not necessarily now the point of everything that we have on our shoulders, but if you haven't cleared your heart out, the weight of your shoulders. So there's going to be lots of tension. Now, I'm talking about, you know, like the rotary cuffs, tenderness. I'm not talking about the top of the shoulders and the neck. Now, when you feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders, you tend to hold it in your shoulders and in the back of your neck. So lots of pain can be developing there, which of course means that you might be experiencing headaches because every single thing links up with each other. But also I'm experiencing great periods of not being hungry at all, not being thirsty at all. And then sometime throughout the day or the next day, I'll have periods of I need to feed and drink. Okay, that is us feeding the soul. We develop the soul. Just like, you know, Christ had to develop his own soul as well. And the three wise men had to develop or find the soul. The star that they were chasing is the light of the Ein Sof. They are chasing that in order to develop their soul. And let's see if I, where is that list? Okay, so I can't find what I was actually going to speak about here, but let's go back to Gimel before I close out this video today. So Gimel is also derived from the word Gamul, excuse me if I'm not pronouncing that word correctly, which means to give, which works through the Sifro of chest, which means charity. We hear that word charity a lot in the Bible, and that means the giving of either reward or punishment. That everything that we do, it also can go with cause and effect, right? Or karma. That everything that we do, there's something that comes back to us, whether good or bad. And this is what, if we are rewarding or following our inner God, we are educating our soul, and we shall receive the gifts that come along with it. And if we are not, we are going to be punished in the way that, you know, good or bad is. Now, when we are not following the Spirit or God within, the energy that is supposed to rise falls and creates the Kunda buffer. And that's something that I have spoken about. Now, when that takes place, it's very easy to still believe that you have risen because you're seeing things perhaps within your inner visions that are false, part of the false light. I don't know what it can be because I do my best to not go there. If you are following the negative trail, the downward spiral is the result of it. That's why love is the only thing that could help you see the truth. Now, Gimel, because I spoke about chest. Now, chest is a sphere within the Tree of Life, and it works with the Atman, which is our inner warrior, our inner hero. It is the fighter. It is our innermost. And I'm going to leave it there because I am having an awareness. And in this awareness, of course, I'm beginning to become even further. So there's lots to go over. And I hope to give you a greater sense about, since I've incorporated or I've spoken about, you know, the Hebrew alphabet here now, working with, and now I can't even remember, I had to push pause or stop and take a phone call here. So, oh, Gimmel. Since I was working with Gimmel, and then of course the other two alphabet Hebrew alphabets of what Yod and Vav, and of course Hey. You can't leave out Hey, which all of this still works with now. When you work with Hey, you're also working with when you're working with Vav or Yod, you're also working with Aleph of Aleph, Mem, and Shin. So there's always a connection to, like I said, all of the Hebrew alphabet in hooking things up. But I hope to give you a greater understanding about the internal exchange in a different way in hopefully tomorrow's video. You know, every single day, of course, something new is taking place. But I'm trying to keep it in alignment with what I am speaking about, so that it makes that connection internally still, especially with you on your journey. On your journey to following the star within. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.